Hey, bros. Sometimes life just moves too fast. Well, you can get your attitude back with Bro Bros energy drinks. Taurine, caffeine, whatever other ing you need, we got you covered. So you can live life to the max with maximum two. Yeah. Listen, dude, there's no point in being a laid back guy anymore. You ain't gonna land that big deal by taking it easy.
Nah.
You need to check your tooth, dude. And that's why at Bro Bros Energy Drinks, we're introducing the brand new Boy Boy, an 82-ounce can of pure energy. In addition to all your favorite ings, this barbecue sauce energy drink is the only energy drink with baked beans in it. And if you're a bro and you don't think you can handle it, well, you need to check your tube, dude.
It's a weekly feature, it's a really great time. We'll have a fun time, we'll have a nice time. It's a weekly feature, so what do you know?
My name's Chris.
And your name's Joe. No, it's not. Sorry.
What?
Sorry, my name's...
Welcome! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the season finale of the weekly feature. Quite a milestone, I'm sure you will agree. Chris, are you doing anything to celebrate this momentous occasion?
Yes, I am, Joe.
You are, brilliant.
I am. Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
I've hired out the Chateau Marmont for a huge party, mate.
Oh.
200 guests.
Really? Oh, you didn't mention that, mate.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, well, about that, mate, obviously. Like I said, there is a 200-person
count. Right. Yeah, sorry. I guess I'm still 206.
206,
yeah,
exactly,
always.
Mate. Yeah, sorry, mate.
But working on 205.
Yeah, well, keep working on your material,
am
mate.
Am I close?
Well, keep working on your material. You might get to 205 and then, you know...
Well, I'm trying. Anyway, listen, it doesn't matter because I've got plans anyway.
Me and
a bunch of mates are actually going to be dabbling in a little roulette.
Oh, very nice. You're going to Vegas then, mate?
What's that?
Las Vegas, Nevada. You going
Never
there,
heard
mate?
Of it. No, chat roulette, mate.
Chat roulette? Oh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Chat roulette.
What, so you and your mates are just going to be sitting around masturbating on webcam?
Oh, shit. No, sorry. Not chat roulette. Idiot.
Yeah.
Russian roulette.
Oh.
Get those mixed up.
Okay, don't know if that's, anyway, well, welcome to the episode, and let's get this party started, mate!
Modern-day Los Angeles, life on the information superhighway. Decaf caramel latte with avocado milk for Joe to go. Get out of my way, I'm late for my meeting with Drake. Would you like to invest in my startup company? It's an app that tells you when your face is out of date. Food pics, dick pics, pics of pics. Gotta earn that do-re Bitcoin. Scroll, 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 and stop.
But what if I told you that not everybody lives like a normal person? What if I told you that there's a group of people not too far from here that don't even live in houses? They call it a commune. And it's basically like an endless summer camp, but it's for adults. But they call themselves the Children of the Cosmos. Well, I'm going to go and spend the weekend with them, away from the hustle and bustle of the big city, totally off the grid, except for my phone, which I'm going to have to take so I can record the documentary, and obviously Instagram, stuff like that. And I'm going to take my laptop, obviously, can't leave that. And I think I'll take my Xbox, because I'll probably... bored.
Well, it's just after 8 a.m. on Saturday, and here we are, Blackberry Farm, deep in Topanga Canyon, and cheers, mate. Thank you. Thanks again for the ride. Cheers. Thank you. See you later. That's a gentleman who picked me up from my apartment this morning. He calls himself Juniper. Now, I'm not entirely sure what Juniper smells like, but I'm pretty sure it's not of sweat and shit. Rosemary, I'm told, is one of the community's head matriarchs, and will also serve as my personal guide for the weekend. Hi, Rosemary? Yes, great. Hi, I'm Joe. Yeah, so I guess you're my bitch for the next few days, are you? Or is it the other way around? Am I your stud, is it? No, they're the male dogs that have sex with the... sorry, I don't know why I'm talking about this. I'm nervous.
Just relax, Joe. Just relax. Everyone here is completely equal. You're in very safe hands.
As Rosemary showed me around the farm, I began to notice some of the other children sat in groups or wandering round in loose-fitting clothing and headdresses.
A bit like Coachella, really, isn't it, this? It's, you know, like a music festival, but obviously without the music or the alcohol or the fun.
Oh, that's not true. We do have music. For example, this is Jeremiah, and he practices the ancient art of Tuvan throat singing.
I smiled politely at the time and clapped along, but there was no way that racket was replacing Taylor Swift as Sunday night headliner anytime soon. It was fucking awful. As we continued on my tour of the farm, Rosemary described the Children of the Cosmos philosophy in more detail.
We believe in complete respect for the Earth as our master and provider, and to the stars as our guide and fortune. Each living thing has as much right to freedom and love as the next. None more, none less.
What about an ant?
Though small in stature, it is as profoundly important as any of us.
What? An ant? Whoa, you're saying an ant is more important than me?
Not more important, Joe. Equal.
We continue our chat, mainly me comparing insects to different historical figures and celebrities, until Rosemary says it's time for lunch.
You won't be surprised to hear, Joe, that we exist on a strict plant-based diet. So today, we will be blessed with a selection of fruits and grains harvested from our own fields and orchards.
Okay, and what's the meat option?
No, Joe. It's completely vegan. We never eat meat, as we believe all animals are sacred, equal beings, with as much right to life as our own.
So you never fancy a Big Mac?
No.
What about Burger King?
No.
You've never had a Whopper? What about KFC?
No.
Right. Okay, all right. Wait, what about a nice prime rib?
No, Joe. We have committed to a strict plant-based diet.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. No, I get it. So, like, salads and shit.
Yeah.
Like a chicken Caesar salad, something like that.
Stocks. Apple.
Sell.
Microsoft.
Get rid of it.
Tesla.
Dump it.
Bonds.
Dalton. Lazenby. Moore. Brosnan. Connery. Craig.
More stocks. Disney.
What, are you kidding me?
Facebook.
Get rid of that garbage.
Google.
Fuck Google.
Let's get down to business. It's time for the Business Roundup.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Brock Brockerson here with the Business Roundup. Seven. The magic number this week is 7. Down from 9 last week, it's now 7. That's 7 companies left in America. There's the shopping one, the technology one, the oil one, the food one, the car one, the energy drink one, and the other one. That's 7 companies left in America, and that's all the business news. Thank you very much.
Oh, I don't know about you, but all that talk of big business really stressed me out, especially considering all those blockbuster video shares I continue to buy. Luckily, Chris has put together a relaxing guided meditation for us all. Chris.
Hello there, and welcome. I'd like you to take a deep breath and close your eyes. We're about to relieve all of that stress and anxiety. Exhale, and I'd like you to picture yourself in a cave. Your cave. There's a small shard of light pouring in from above. The soft trickle of water. Excuse me. The soft trickle of water fills a golden pool. You walk forward. Just to be clear, I want you to keep your eyes closed for the meditation, but you have to have them open in the cave, because I don't want you walking around in the cave with your eyes closed. It's already dark in there, so you don't want to be bumping into things or tripping up and things like that. So eyes closed in real life for the meditation, but in the meditation, you're going to need your eyes open to navigate the cave. Okay. Now, deep breath. And you're going to walk forwards into your cave. You look around in the darkness. An ancient stalagmite stretches up from the ground to meet a stalactite. You lay your eyes on the beautiful, smooth geological formation. Don't touch it with your greasy fucking fingers, okay? They take tens of millions of years to form these things. I don't want you just coming along and touching it like an idiot, right? You can do thousands of years of damage with just one touch. So just take it in and marvel at the wonders of the natural world. And that doesn't mean get your phone out and take a fucking picture either, all right? Just enjoy it, okay? We're here to relax, all right? So relax. Your phone out all the time, touching shit. Put your hands in your pockets. How about that? Alright? Okay, good. You look around your cave and you see something. It could be anything you want. Maybe it's a shiny geode reflecting all the colours of the spectrum. Maybe it's a homeless man who has overdosed. Like I said, it can be anything you wanted. It doesn't have to be a homeless man. It could be a supermodel who has overdosed. So take a deep breath. Exhale. Keep your eyes closed. Remember, open in the cave, closed in real life. We'll be back in a moment after a quick word from our sponsor.
Fire! Fire! The building's on fire! Everybody get out! It's on fire! Terrorist attack! This is a terrorist attack! Everybody take cover! Save yourselves! This is a terrorist attack!
Please, take what you want! Just don't hurt my children, please!
For all your alarm needs, get down to Tom's Alarm Emporium! We got thousands of the bastards! For all your commercial and domestic needs! Remember, you're not safe without an alarm! And now in stock, banned in over 35 different countries, the Screamer! So come on down to Tom's Alarm Emporium on the corner of Vermont and Beverly. Just make sure you don't crash your car on the way!
Welcome back to your cave. Keeping your eyes closed, you approach the pool of water. You look in it. Remember, your eyes are open in the cave, but in the meditation at home or your car or wherever you are doing this, you need to keep your eyes closed, but they're open in the cave. That's why you're looking into the pond, and you see your reflection, warm, content, healthy, the healthiest you have ever seen yourself. You see something in the water. Maybe an emerald or a bright light or maybe a decomposing human hand. Again, it can be anything you want. There's no wrong answers here. As you look around your cave, you are struck by the silence. Taking it in. The silence, the nothingness. Yet, you know that you are in a cave. There are probably animals and creepy crawlies in here that you can't see. Spiders, scorpions, snakes, rats, bats, venomous little troglodytic creatures all over the place that you cannot see, even though you've got your eyes open. You can't see them, but you know they are there. You know you are not alone. your mind becomes scared and anxious. Then you start to think about cave-ins and tunnel collapse. You don't have the proper equipment to get out of here safely if something goes wrong. You are unprepared. You are woefully unprepared. What were you thinking, going caving like this? You hear a hiss. Panic. You feel something brush against your neck. If the thought of any of this makes you anxious, just take a deep breath and try to put it out of your mind. And if you still can't, if you can't put out of your mind the claustrophobia and the dangerous animals, then remember, in order to relax, you can always go to your cave. Exhale and namaste. Now get back to work.
Rum-dum, rum-dum, dilly-lilly-lum-dum.
What are you doing in there?
Nothing.
Entertainment news.
Hi, I'm Donnie Donerson, and this is the entertainment news tonight. After an hours-long standoff that culminated in the fatal stabbing of two waitresses at a Hollywood Denny's, funny man and all-round nice guy Jay Leno was shot to death by police early this morning. Los Angeles Police Chief Terry Grover said, "It's always sad to see another late-night legend's career end in this way, but considering his actions, my boys had no choice but to fill him up with hot lead." Chief Grover, who has never been popular with the rank and file, also added that he was thinking of grabbing a drink at the shortstop after work in case anyone wants to join him. He asked me to mention that. He said he's buying. And in lighter news, beloved TV artist Rob Goss had his long-running public access show pulled this week after a bizarre on-air slip-up.
Next, we're just gonna take our brush and we're gonna just paint a happy little cloud right up here in the sky. We're gonna use a little of that white and maybe a bit of baby blue. And there he is, just up there, happy little cloud. Now next, we're gonna take a finer brush, a slightly finer brush, and we're gonna paint a happy little tree right here, just down here, a nice little happy tree. And he always needs a friend. He always needs a friend, so we're gonna just paint another little tree next to him there, so he's got a friend. Next, we're gonna take a different brush right here, this thicker brush, and this nice little olive green, and we're just gonna paint ourselves a nice big demon phallus right there. There he is, a big throbbing phallus, and it's gonna be spewing some blood. You wanna take a little red hair and maybe a bit of semen too. You can choose. It's up to you. This is your painting. So let's just finish that off with a nice little pentagram right on the tip of the shaft there, and there it is. If you wanna use a fine nip number 3 brush for your pentagram, a 2 would work nicely as well. But it's your scene. This is your world.
Very good, very good. But now, this shit.
Well, it's my second day here on Blackberry Farm, the commune in the idyllic Topanga Canyons, and I didn't get a great night's sleep last night. I usually like to relax before bedtime, but there's no internet connection here, so I was forced to use my imagination, which took forever, but got there in the end. Later that day, I spent some time getting to know the rest of the community, many of whom who had chosen to live their lives on the farm under strict vows, to further dedicate themselves to whatever this lot believe in. One of those under strict personal rule was a beautiful young woman called Carly. So, Carly, hey, and enchanté as well. They tell me you've taken a vow of celibacy. What is that?
It's a personal commitment to abstain from sex and sexual activity so I can focus my whole undivided love on the earth and the more potent ethereal rewards it gives me.
Yeah. I was going to take one of those myself, but just too good at it. So it'd be sacrilege, if anything. So no sex for you at all?
No sex.
You've never done it? Never tried it?
No.
Wowza. It's a shame. It's a shame, Carly, because you're very pretty.
That's kind.
Listen, they put me in one of the bigger tents, kind of a guest of honor thing. I take it, and it's a big old place with a big bed, big bed, a big bed, too big for one. It's got a nice ambience, is what I mean. Kind of cool lighting, that kind of thing. Got a copy of Bad Boys 2 on DVD, which I brought. If you fancy, maybe coming over, hanging out later, cracking open a bottle of vodka, seeing where things go.
Thank you, but I'm not really interested.
No, of course you're not. I'm not either, to be honest. So, yeah. You don't happen to know the Wi-Fi password, do you? I'm here with Matthew. 10 years ago, Matthew took a vow of silence, one which he holds to this day. Matthew, it's lovely to meet you. No? Oh, okay. Bit rude. So, Matthew, why did you choose to take a vow of silence? Come on, you can tell me. It's all right. You're not gonna... No? Okay, next question. Have you ever had a Big Mac from McDonald's? Nothing. No, he's not gonna... Oh, actually, I've just remembered. You know, Carly. You know Carly, the pretty girl who's taken the vow of celibacy. Yeah, well, she told me earlier on that she's hot for you, mate. Oh, yes. She said that she's ready to break her vow and wants to know if you're up for it. So, what should I tell her? Are you down to clown, Matthew? Come on, you can say it. Just tell me quietly. Go on, say it quietly.
Yes.
Ah, knew it, Matthew. He spoke. Matthew just spoke. Matthew spoke. Yeah. Yeah, I'm only joking, mate. She's well out of your league. Well, it's my last night here on Blackberry Farm, this beautiful commune in Topanga Canyon with the children of the cosmos. They are all in the main barn at the moment, getting ready for some big ceremony or something. They said the Ascension, I think they called it. To be honest, it sounded a bit boring. So I'm going to surprise them with a movie night instead. I've got a copy of Bad Boys 2 on DVD, and I've just ordered 50 buckets of chicken from KFC to be delivered, which did cost a fortune, but it's going to be a lot better than those smoothies or whatever it was that they were handing out to everybody on their way into the barn. So I'm going to go over now and surprise them. Here we go. Yeah. Hey guys. Smith, Lawrence, the Colonel. Who's in? Movie night? Oh, they're all asleep. Why are they all sleeping? Well, I guess if you're getting up at 5:30 every morning, you're going to be ready for a little nap about now. So it's okay. I'll show myself out. I later saw on the news that the entire community had killed themselves, which is strange. They didn't seem sad. But I guess if all you're going to eat is lettuce and you don't crack one out every now and then, you've only got yourself to blame. Now I'm off to watch Bad Boys 2! Well, there we have it. That's pretty much our season, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, though, just before we go, we do have to quickly address a few letters of, complaint I would call them letters of constructive criticism. And they're about the gender balance in the show. Now, before you say anything, they're not all from women. Some of them are actually from men.
Non-binary.
What?
Non-binary, man.
All right. Not now. Anyway, I'll read out a sample of some of the stuff we've been getting in. Here's one. Chris and Joe, love the show, but where are all the women? Whenever you guys do a celebrity interview, it's always with a guy. And 90% of the female characters are voiced by you. Sort it out! And that's from Julie in Los Feliz. Well, Julie from Los Feliz, get ready to slip on your own tit milk, because here's 4 minutes of Chris pretending to interview Alanis Morissette. So see you next season. Bye!
I'm here with Grammy award-winning singer-songwriter Alanis Morissette. Alanis, hi.
Hey,
it's such an honour to have you here today. I really am a huge fan.
Thank you very much.
One of my favourite songs of yours is that one that goes, how's it go? It goes, I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving a high five. Come on, give me a high five. Come on, don't leave me hanging.
Please just stop.
Okay, sorry. I keep my songs to myself. it's interesting, actually, that you're a Canadian. We had Jim Carrey in for an interview not that long ago, and he's a Canadian also. Well, I was going to actually say it's more of a coincidence than irony. In fact, actually, you've been criticised in the past for perhaps misunderstanding the definition of irony. Is it that you don't understand what irony is, or that you just take liberties as a songwriter? So you do understand irony?
Yeah.
Some people say that you have a really great voice, but maybe that you're not that good of a songwriter.
I can write.
Okay. You know, I actually write songs myself from time to time.
That don't impress me much.
Okay, well, that wasn't my intention, but perhaps we could, you and I, we could collaborate on a song someday.
No.
That's a bit rude.
Don't you think?
Anyway, moving on. You had huge success in the 90s with your album Jagged Little Pill. I suppose your career goes from strength to strength after that.
No, it actually gets worse.
And how does that make you feel?
Sad, angry, freaked out, lonely, isolated, depressed.
And how do you cope with those kinds of feelings?
Chardonnay.
Of course. And you like to drink?
Yeah.
And are there any other ways that you like to unwind?
Antibiotics.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they'd help you unwind. They're mostly just for treating infections. And you shouldn't mix them with wine, you know?
Yeah.
What's the other song that you have? I think it's called Thank You. Thank you, India. Thank you, Providence. Thank you.
And again, stop.
Okay, well, sorry about that again. Well, we're almost done with the interview.
Thank God for that.
Just time now for the quick-fire question round. First question. What's your favourite weather?
Gray!
Great. Favourite emotion?
Terror or fear. Yeah.
Interesting. Favourite food?
Come
on, this is supposed to be quick-fire. Come on.
I'm overwhelmed.
Okay, I won't push you anymore then. Sorry about that. Before we wrap up, though, I did used to have a major crush on you when I was a kid, so... How about a little kiss?
Go away, horrifying.
Just joking, of course. Great sense of humour. I hope this interview was as much fun for you as it was for me.
Absolute torture.
Well, there you have it. Alanis Morissette, everyone, on the weekly feature with Chris and Joe. Thank you so much, Alanis, for taking the time to meet with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Next week on the weekly feature, Chris gets cancelled.
I am here today to extend a sincere apology. What I said was wrong, hurtful, and I spoke on something that I am ill-informed about and have no business speaking out on. Yeah, I'm reading it. I now realise that I now realise that due to my privilege...
I have caused irreparable harm in a manner that perpetuates genuinely odious stereotypes to all races, religions, sexes, and genders. What's the fucking difference? For this, I am deeply, truly, sincerely, deeply, truly sorry. I would like to apologize to my wife and daughters.
Really?
They deserved better. I will use this opportunity to grow and take some time away for self-reflection, self-flagellation, and self-immolation.
Really?
I am not worthy of the air I inhale. Come on. I would also like to humbly thank all the reactionary trolls on social media for being so quick with their judgment in holding me accountable for my disgusting rhetoric. I congratulate them for their flawless perfection and their truly inspiring, one-dimensional, non-hypocritical self-awareness. I used to believe human beings were complex and that society is a work in progress and that we must speak and listen to those we disagree with and don't understand, and that can help us grow and learn and appreciate other perspectives. I now realize how ignorant this is and how simple the world really is, and that I am part of the problem.
Fucking hell.
Again, I'm so, 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 so sorry. You will never have to hear from me again. I'm going to go and find a little bit of shade behind a rock or a tree. And I'm just going to sit there for, you know, a couple of decades or so. Keep my mouth shut. Stay out of trouble. Enjoy the perfect world that you've made for yourselves. Congratulations. Yeah, goodbye. Sorry. Truly.